Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the RailTel Corporation of India Limited Q2 FY24 post-result earnings conference call hosted by IDBI Capital Markets and Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital Markets and Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Arshia. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the post-result earnings call with the management of RailTel Corporation. First of all, I'd like to thank the management for giving us this opportunity to host the earnings call. And from the management team, today we have with us Shri Sanjai Kumar Ji, Chairman and Managing Director, Shri V. Rama Manohara Rao Ji, Director of Finance, Shri Manoj Chandan Ji, Director of Projects, Operations, and Maintenance, and Shri H.C. Batra Ji, GM Finance. And as usual, we'll have a brief overview from the management, and then we'll have the line open for Q&A. Yes, sir, over to you.
Namaskar. A very good afternoon to you all. It gives me great pleasure to interact with you once again on the company's performance in the backdrop of Quarter 2 Limited Review financial results of the company, which were declared by the company on 26th October 2023. The company has declared an interim dividend of rupee 1 per share also. The company achieved total income of rupees 1,096 crores during the first half of financial year 2023-24. For the first time, the company surpassed the mark of 1,000 crores of revenue in H1. The company achieved total revenue of rupees 613 crores for Q2, as against rupees 483 crores in Q1 of FY24 and 440 crores in Q2 of the last year, registering a growth of 27% on QoQ and 39% on year-on-year basis. The operating revenue of the company for Q2 is rupees 599 crores, as against 468 crores in Q1 of FY24 and rupees 429 crores in Q2 of the last year, registering a growth of 28% on QoQ basis and 40% on year-on-year basis. The telecom segment contributed rupees 308 crores, and the project segment contributed 291 crores in the company's operating turnover. The profit before tax in Q2 of FY24 is rupees 90 crores, as against rupees 51 crores in Q1 of FY24, registering the growth of 76% QoQ. The company posted profit after tax in Q2 of FY24 is rupees 68 crores, as against rupees 38 crores in Q1 of FY24, registering the growth of 79% QoQ. EBITDA for the Quarter 2 of FY24 is 128 crores, and the EBITDA margin is 21%, against Quarter 1 results of FY24 of rupees 88 crores, with the EBITDA margin of 18%. With a robust order book exceeding rupees 5,100+ crores, bolstered by new orders worth rupees 1,400 crores this year itself, we are poised for continued growth. I'm immensely proud to share RailTel played a pivotal role in integrated telecom as an integrated telecom and cybersecurity solution provider for the recently held G20 Summit. It was a great success, and it was applauded by the media and all government agencies and participants in the summit. Today also, we are providing similar connectivity for India Mobile Congress, which is again happening in ITPO campus, Pragati Maidan in Delhi. At RailTel, transparency, integrity, and efficiency are the cornerstones of our operations. We deeply value the trust of our investors and stakeholders We remain committed to pursuing growth, diversification, and creating value for our esteemed investors. We are continuously making efforts to make our partnership model stronger and stronger every day. We are also exploring new opportunities wherever we see new potential. Now, at the end of my small speech, I thank you for your trust, your dedication, and your collective vision for the future of this company. Thank you. Jai Hind.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ms. Divya Daga from Digit Global. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, sir. First of all, congratulations for good set of numbers. I have few questions related to data centers. So my first question is, what is the potential revenue you are seeing from data center segment, and what is the progress on PPP models related to Noida data center?
Okay. So the data center potential right now, we are growing slowly, and we are getting a lot of orders from government departments for the e-governance applications. So right now we are 50 to 60 crore sort of number earning from data center, and we anticipate that this segment we should be closing somewhere around a growth of 30 to 40% in this sector. On PPP Noida data center project, so we are likely to come out with the RFP very shortly, maybe in 15 to 20 days. And then we see the response of the industry and investors, and we are hopeful that we get a good response on this.
Okay, sir. So the data center, especially the edge one, we are, is this just for government, or are we targeting a private organization as well?
No, it is open to all type of users, including OTT players and other private users also. Government is, of course, would be there, including railways.
Okay, so do we have any other player than government right now?
So you're talking about edge data center?
Any data center service?
No, so we have partnered with the application service providers who have hosted their services in our center, and then they are also providing services to government sector. So it's basically we are partners with private, but mostly the customer is the government.
Okay. So I have last question. First of all, the status of edge data center, we targeted for 100, and what is the now count right now? Other than that, I have a question related to order book and broadband connection. What are their numbers and what are the additions in this quarter?
So edge data center, the RFP is already floated, and we are likely to close it in another maybe 2 months. It is already in the process. And regarding the order book, as I already told you during my address, it is around 5,100 crores as on date. Then regarding subscriber added during this quarter is around 25,000 in RailWire.
And total broadband connections at right now?
Roughly around 5.6 lakhs.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Bala Murali Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi. Could you please update on this Kavach part? We are supposed to tie up with one OEM after getting the approval from RDSO. Is there any update on that?
So, as on date, there is nothing new on that, but we have in fact spoken to a couple of Kavach OEMs, and there is one more change in that. Now, new Kavach applications will be implemented with LTE only, whereas the earlier one was with not with LTE. So there's going to be some time before the tenders are out, and we expect another 3 to 4 months that before the tenders will be floated by the railways. So this is an update. And LTE part, we are already working with the OEMs that how can it be implemented. We now are setting up a center of excellence also for Kavach with LTE, wherein we will be collaborating with the industry to work out solution.
Sir, by introducing this LTE, so we are anticipating around the 4,000-5,000 crore opportunity for RailTel in this Kavach project. So this, what could be the opportunity if we include LTE also?
LTE, I think I have already given an anticipation number last time also, that we should be having around 4,000-6,000, which you have already said, and we may optimize and bring it to even 10,000-12,000 crore kind of business over next 5 to 6 years. So that we still are hopeful of getting, but the tenders have to come out, and this is going to take time, because this is not a matured technology, so there will be continuous evolution.
Okay, sir. And one more on the telecom side. So there is some uptick in margins. So what contributed for this uptick, and going forward, how we can get the margins trajectory in telecom sector?
You're talking of, just a minute, can you please repeat your question?
In the telecom segment, there is some increasing improvement in the margins. So what is the reason for this improvement, and going forward, how we can see this telecom segment margin?
So our EBIT is around 24% right now. And you're talking of Wi-Fi or telco? Telecom business?
Telecom.
Overall, we are maintaining around 24%, and we hope that we will continue with that. There may be small aberration here or there, but we are continuously trying to basically shift hired fiber to our own network. So that certainly will give us some boost. Secondly, we are also now penalizing our last mile service providers with penalty on SLA accounts. So that reduces our expenses also.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking the question. First, again, on the telecom services, this quarter around, the revenue growth was just 4.7%. I think the anticipation of the revenue growth in this segment was 10%-12%. Is there any one-off or any reason you can elaborate for the slower revenue growth in this quarter?
There's no one-off, but there is certainly price pressure on telecom side is there. Overall, even country is growing at NLD segment, country is also growing at around 5%-6% only. Because 5G store is also not getting back faster as was anticipated. It's going to take time because 5G use cases are not coming up the way expected. But yeah, in future, when the 5G story gets through, the revenue growth in telecom segments will happen because telcos were expected to have more number of towers co-located with us. But that kind of momentum is yet to come. We are continuously in touch with telcos who will take our tower co-location. That would have given certainly a fillip to our telecom growth and margin as well.
Sir, is it fair to assume that until the 5G pickup shows up, the revenue growth will be in a mid-single digit for the telecom services?
No, I still expect that our overall telecom revenue will grow at around 10%-12% only.
Okay. But this quarter, it was significantly.
This quarter, yes. It seems to be muted because of the tariff. There was a pressure on tariff from the customer side, government customers. Basically.
In that case, that will continue for the full year, right? Whatever the renegotiation has happened.
So tariff revision happens once in a year. Generally, it happens in the beginning of the quarter, but this time it happened in middle of this thing. But still, I see that the growth of telecom side will happen. We are also basically finding new ways how to maintain this growth momentum of 10%-12%. And we are sure we are tweaking our tariffs. We are even dark fiber and tower co-locations. We have revised our tariffs so that because of the prices in telecom industries has been lowest in the world. And after 5G coming in, the pressure of capital expenditure on telcos has increased even more. So then we have to support them with the reduced tariffs. Otherwise, they might crumble. So that is the thing. So I think it should remain there. 10%-12% growth guidance should continue overall a period of years, annual, if we see from a longer period time.
Got it, sir. And on the margin, last year also, this Q2 is, I think, seasonally high in terms of margin, and then it tapers off. This time, you believe it is different and margins should stabilize at these levels? As you said, you have some cost-driven measure. And a related question to that, you said that you are shifting some of the traffic from off-net to on-net, but that will also involve a CapEx, right? Because we need to lay the fiber. We would have gone to somebody else because we don't have an established fiber there. So should we look at CapEx in that sense?
See, CapEx we have been doing, but due to COVID, the CapEx thing got delayed. So we had to hire some capacities from other vendors also to provide the SLA compliance. Now, as our network has come up, so we are basically now rehiring those capacities. So that is also resulting in some efficiency.
So how much have we spent in this year, and what is the plan for the full year from the CapEx side?
CapEx side, we are contemplating around 180 crore. Of course, not completely on the network side. We are adding to data center, laying some OFC also, and that power bank and all that. So roughly around 180 crore.
No, if I recall very properly what we spoke earlier, we said that the margins in telecom business have structurally come down because our fiber, which have now become old, have seen an increased repair and maintenance. Is there change in that commentary? I think we have reduced our margin guidance earlier. I don't think we have spent significantly on replacing the fiber. Then what is the reason for
that? If you recall the older numbers, our margins used to be in 30%+.
Okay.
Now, that correction has already taken place. and we will continue with that kind of activity so that, but that is not a new factor now at this point of moment, this point of time.
Got it.
That we have already taken care of.
Or more kind of a EBIT margin should continue for rest of the year, that is, will that be a fair assumption?
Sorry?
This 24% margin should sustain for the remaining, six months?
I hope so. I have no doubt.
Okay, that is great. Second, on the project business, what is leading to a spurt? It is more of VSF getting delivered, or which project is driving the higher growth in the project business for us this quarter?
So you see, we have a couple of good projects where margins are also good. Like we are making one data center for CDAC, for Government of India, through CDAC. That is one project, and VSF, of course, is one of the project which is also getting rolled out. So these two projects, of course, have contributed to project business.
And what should be a realistic assumption of a project revenue for FY 2024?
I think, we remain committed to what we said last time, around 1,400-1,500.
1,400-1,500. So that, that's-
Yes.
That looks achievable for this year.
That is the best which we will be striving for.
Okay. Got it. Got it. That's all from my side, and thanks for answering all the questions, and best of luck for the coming quarter.
Thank you, Sanjesh Ji.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Viraj from Jupiter Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you.
My question, sir, is on, yeah. And sir, this order book, which we talk about 5,100 crore, this will be executable in how many, how much time would be?
See, there are various components in this. There are some projects which are even 10 years. There are some projects which are capital intensive, so we will be spending and earning revenue in shorter term. So that actually, that composition keeps changing. It's very dynamic. And the kind of numbers we are sharing, like 1,400-1,500 crores of project revenue this year, we have worked out from that number only. We have, though we have not split it into future years, but mostly out of this 1,500 crore, I think roughly 3,000-3,500 crore would be kind of realizable in next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Sir, my next question is on Kavach only. What will be our opportunity size, and what will be our margins? You can give some color on that.
That's a difficult question now. I think let us keep it pending for some more time.
Okay. And, what is our ARPU now with the Rail Wire subscriber moving up? Is ARPU also moving up?
We are maintaining the same number, 550 rupees.
Okay. And sir, just update on this, our venture with Tria Infotech, any further updates on that? How is it progressing then?
It's progressing well, and it has started now on field also. So maybe another 3 to 6 months, we should start getting more numbers and more revenues from this. Because all other preparations which were required are almost complete.
What will be the revenue size kicking in when you...
So minimum revenue is same, 12 crore. But once we get good momentum from the advertisers, which now we have started seeing, because this is a, I think, first of its kind in the world, I think, in any Wi-Fi ecosystem.
It is 14 crore. 14 crore.
14 crore. Sorry, it was 14 crore, not 12 crore.
Okay. And sir, guidance for the year would be closing this year with what revenue, and we try to assume the net margin of 10% for the year?
Yeah, should be close to 10%.
And the revenue would be in what range?
24 to 25. That's what the guidance we are working with, 24-25% kind of growth guidance.
Okay. And my last question, how do you see the momentum year forward? Is the things getting better for us? Because last time I met you, very optimistic about it on records.
Regarding?
How's the next year onwards, things are going better for us with the change in economy and a lot of things?
Certainly. Yes. We are very much optimistic, and things are happening the way we anticipated.
That's it from my side. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Bala Murali Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, regarding this RailWire, so the incremental subscribers is very low on a quarterly basis. So is there any further future plans to improve the subscriber base?
Yeah, we are actually, see, this market is very hot, very cutthroat, and smaller players are many times playing spoil sport. So we are continuously, in fact, getting into the granularity of the business, and we are empowering our regional teams also to act so that the decision can be taken faster at their level. We are doing every effort, at least so in this business, it's not only growth, but sustaining the numbers is also equally important. So I think that we would continue with our kind of numbers, at least this number. There would be some spike somewhere or here or there, but overall, I think we should get, we should remain in the market, and I don't see any, I would say, any change which is remarkable, I can say now, but yes, average, on an average, we'll continue with the same kind of growth, maybe a little here or there.
Okay.
The best part of RailWire is there's no debt. We are getting everything in advance.
Okay, understood. Thanks for the explanation. And regarding this 3i Infotech, are we recognizing this revenue or in this quarter, or it's still yet to come?
We have started recognizing revenue. We have started recognizing revenue already.
I think it's directly impact the bottom line. There is no investment in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ms. Dhvani Shah from Investec. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, just a couple of questions. First, if you can give the breakup of NLD, ISP, and IP revenues in telecom.
So the breakup is NLD is 147 crore, ISP 111 crore, IP one is 51 crore, then railway projects and other projects put together, 290 crore. That is the...
Got it. Another question was that, you all have guided for EBIT margins of 5%-6% in the projects business for this year. And in this quarter, we've achieved around 8.1% EBIT. So going forward, the margins should come off, given that these new projects are coming at lower margins. Is that assumption correct?
See, this is an opportunity which decision you have to take at the moment when you see that the competition is high or low. So sometimes we get good margins, sometimes we get even lower margins, but we feel that I'll continue with the same statement that will average out to around 5 to 6% on an average. The guidance will remain the same.
Understood. And your employee cost has come off a bit in the quarter. Will there be certain performance-related payments coming in the next half of the year?
Employee cost is almost same, maybe some perks here or there. The last time it was 52.37, now it is 51.59. So there may be some one-off expense. Otherwise, it is same. There is no contributory factor which I can point out.
Okay. Okay, and just the last question on telecom. So in telecom, Q2 is supposed to be seasonally stronger given you all have some invoicing. Did that stand true for this quarter or is there any shift in the invoicing? Because the revenues came in a little softer but the margins were higher. So is there any shifting or how should we see this going forward?
I told you that there was some revision on tariff with some customers. So that may be the only reason. There is no other reason. As when I was answering to questions asked by other investors also. Otherwise, and then yes, Wi-Fi income has also contributed to this towards this. In Northeast region, there was some churn out also during last quarter because of unrest in Manipur and those areas, which had affected to some extent. That was also one small contributor, you can say. But otherwise, there is no perceptible contributor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Participants, we would like to remind you, if you need to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vishal from IDBI Capital Markets and Securities Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. So a couple of questions from my side. First, as per the footnotes, we have mentioned that the ECL provision of roughly 10 odd crore, that is not required. So it is the 10 crore reversal has happened for this quarter or it is for which period, sir?
Yeah, see, we have further corrected our other, I would say a minor correction we have done. Earlier we were taking 3 years for counting ECL. Now we have corrected it to 5 years on realistic basis because most of the projects, 5 years were more realistic. So that correction has taken place, but otherwise impact is not much. We have not taken any reversal during this quarter.
Okay, so 10 crore is for quarter one, not for this quarter, right, sir?
2 crore is from
quarter two.
So it is quarter two. We have not reversed, na?
No, we have not.
We have not reversed anything in quarter two.
Okay, got it, sir. And second, sir, as per
Vishal, the ECL was 10 crores in quarter two, and quarter one it was 16 crores.
6 crores improvement is there, right?
Okay. So for the first half, roughly 26 odd crore in this particular financial year, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Second, sir, CapEx, if we look at in first half, is a little bit on higher side in the first half. So how do you see this full year panning and will it be possible, where exactly this CapEx spend is happening in any color that you can provide, sir?
Again, the same, 180 crore, which we were targeting. So fortunately, we have spent now in the first half. 130, so another 50 crore should be coming out. You want a breakup?
Yeah. No. So basically, it's particularly coming only from telecom side and any particular.
Telecom and data center. Telecom and data center. Yeah. And some others required, like power supply, then some OFC replacement, small quantities, and all that.
Okay. Got it. And you clarified that your full year guidance of doing like 20-25% revenue growth. But I mean, I was just doing some bit of working that if we do like 1,400-1,500 in revenue in project side and maybe a steady state number of 5-10%, then our growth number could be more than 30-odd% at a company level. So I mean, are we conservative in guiding or how one should see that, sir?
I won't comment much on this, but yeah, 20-25% is what we are anticipating.
Realistic.
Okay. Got it, sir. Right. Maybe one last thing from my side. I think you did touch upon the modern train control system. So for our set of vendors or equipment suppliers, so RDSO approval were pending. So when do you see the timeline of getting that approval?
Three OEMs have already got it. It's not that no approvals have come in, and we have spoken even a couple of those OEMs whose product has been approved by RDSO. But the challenge is now the requirement is that it should happen with LTE, which was not the case in the earlier tenders, which are already under implementation. So that kind of that change will require some more time for new tenders to get floated. So that is why I told you initially also earlier also that this is a new technology and it will take some more time to mature. And that's why we are cautious. We don't want to indulge somewhere we get stuck.
Okay.
But we are certain that this technology is going to be there and it is going to mature. The kind of push given by Honorable Minister will certainly expedite the process. And not only that, we will be in position to export the technology as well.
Okay. So in terms of our set of vendors, so I mean, can you name the three approvals which RDSO has given? So I mean, like, who are
One is HBL, Medha, and Kernet. These are the three OEMs.
Okay. But
HBL, Medha, and Kernet. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but these vendors, they already have tie-up with some system integrator. But for our, I mean, like, set of equipment side, anything that you think can get an approval or probably, like, we can also eye for an opportunity when these tenders come.
See, till now, we were not active in this segment. But we being an organization with a good number of experienced signaling telecom engineers of railways working with us, I think there cannot be any other organization which can take such projects at faster pace because of our natural connection with railways. We come from railways. So that is why that advantage certainly will accrue an upper hand vis-à-vis other system integrators. So once we decide, and then we have already decided, and we are already in discussion with these OEMs and the OEMs whose products have not been approved, and the new technology part, which is LTE portion, is yet to come. We are sure that we should be getting a good share from this technology in railways.
Okay, sir. Maybe one last question from my side. So any particular segment in railway CapEx that we are seeing a growth for us that we can capture, maybe RDN or earlier it was the content on demand, anything that you can.
Not yet. We are targeting, but not yet. We have not yet made it part of our bucket. We will certainly announce or do so whenever the time is right.
Okay. Sure, sir.
There's certainly a lot of potential. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Participants who may wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. As there are no further questions, we would now like to conclude this earnings call. On behalf of IDBI Capital Markets and Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.